The Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, ICA, has officially launched the St. Lucia edition of the Caribbean Climate Responsive Agriculture Forum, CCRAF, on the road, bringing together key agricultural stakeholders to outline a week-long series of activities focused on climate smart agriculture and community empowerment. The CCRAF On the Road initiative serves as a platform for collaboration, awareness, and knowledge sharing across the Caribbean. Its core objectives are to promote climate-smart agriculture practices and policies, strengthening regional capacity, and build a network of engaged actors linking technical knowledge to practical on-the-ground action. This year's St. Lucia edition will span an entire week, featuring a diverse schedule of school visits, farm tours, and stakeholder consultations. These activities aim to deepen understanding of climate-resilient agriculture methods while encouraging community participation in sustainable farming solutions. Representative of the Eastern Caribbean States ICA delegation in St. Lucia, Greg Rollins, emphasized the importance of this initiative in strengthening information sharing and building knowledge on climate resilience across vulnerable Caribbean countries.
So we brought together policymakers, researchers, scientists, farmers, and a range of stakeholders to really, for the first time, look at how the agriculture sector was being impacted by climate change and what could be done, what kind of actions could be taken to build resilience and provide an appropriate response by the agricultural sector. And that those spaces were created in each country for dialogue, and then we evolved to having, using the technology, to having a lot more exchanges across the countries to now where CCRAF is a major knowledge action, not just platform, but a network that is really making a difference and having great impact in bringing information and knowledge on this important subject. We all recognize the fact that the ECS countries, including St. Lucia, are extremely vulnerable to the impacts of climate change. There's a need to build resilience. It's a priority area for us in ICA. And therefore, this resilient agriculture program that manages the CCRAF process is very, very important.
Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security and Rural Development, Bradley Sentage, underscores the ministry's commitment to supporting agricultural resilience while addressing emerging challenges, ensuring food security and promoting innovation within the sector.
As you know, at the forefront of the ministry in terms of objective is enhancing food security. All right. And we know the challenges that surround us, that confronts us in achieving that mandate. All right. So when we got to know about the CRAF, we were very much excited. And I think my team is very much on board. So I really want to thank everyone who is involved. And I'm hoping that over the next few days, we will have a very successful initiative.
Through collective dialogue and hands-on experience, the CCRAF On the Road is expected to leave a lasting impact, strengthening partnerships, empowering local farmers, and advancing St. Lucia's journey towards a more climate-resilient agricultural sector. From the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security, and Rural Development, I am Zarek Felix reporting.